My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm really happy to know that I'll be here for a few more years, and my last contract, I don't think I thought about the possibility of still playing beyond that at the time. So really happy that that's worked out this way. You know, having the opportunity to play with Gino and Tanger this long, which is pretty rare, you know, being part of an organization like this for as long as I have has been really special. So still, you know, hunger from the organization and ownership to win and a commitment there. And I think that's something that, you know, I think for the time that I've been here, that's been the case, and that's been there, and I think that's really important, I feel like.
All right, so you got Roberto Clemente and Troy Polamalu. You've got Mario Lemieux. Sidney Crosby should be right there among the most popular athletes in the history of Pittsburgh, and I think he could make a case to be deserving of number one, because he's two decades into his career, and they've had him at a discount the entire damn time.
Yeah.
And I got to say, if I were Sidney Crosby, Dorn, I would not want to be here anymore. They're not going to win a Stanley Cup. He's got 3 years. I think that was probably the hang-up, by the way, on the contract, just trying to figure out the years. He is such an honorable dude to take like $4 million less per year than he could, to also not go 4 or 5 years on this thing, knowing that after you're 35 in the NHL and you retire, that team can't get out from under that cap hit. They are screwed. So you kind of sign a shorter deal, not knowing 100%. He's won 3 championships. He's carried himself with class. He does charity work, doesn't want cameras around. He gave that quote-unquote press conference on the front stoop of some Penguins fans' house. Very rarely in sports do people live up to being a legitimate person that you can look up to. Not saying it doesn't happen. This is like the perfect guy. I wouldn't want to be here. They're not going to win. I think it's awesome that he's staying. And he should be, if he's not the most popular Pittsburgh athlete of all time, he should be right there in the conversation.
Well, I wanted to tweet a few things last night. I tweeted one thing, but another thing that I wanted to tweet was
if you have a young athlete, a young daughter or a young son right now, and a lot of people do this. They're like, you need to find a role model, an athlete that's a role model. And some athletes are tasked with that, and they don't want that task. A lot of athletes feel like you're their parent. You know, you should be the role model. But athletes of, you know, throughout the time have been tasked of being a role model. There, if you want to show your kid of how to do it the right way, you start from 2005, when Sidney Crosby started, till right now, and then obviously to the end of time, whenever he does retire, of how to do things the right way. If you really want your kid to have a sports role model, it doesn't matter what sport it is. It could be football, basketball, baseball, doesn't hockey, it doesn't matter. But how to do it the right way, not on the ice, I'm talking about off. And every single thing that you do, he is the number one example. And literally in our time, I mean, I feel lucky to say this too, that there's two guys that are right around the same age as me who are arguably two of the best examples of how to be an athlete, Sidney Crosby and Steph Curry. Both guys, Sidney Crosby, a year older than me, Steph Curry's 15 days older than me. I also said last night, things I'll never take for granted. Being able to watch Mary Lemieux as a kid on a bi-nightly basis if I wanted to, and being able to watch Sidney Crosby as an adult on a bi-nightly basis if I wanted to. I said the people of Pittsburgh have been so fortunate, and we absolutely have. Should he want to be here? Does he want to be here? He obviously does want to be here. Should he want to be here? I think he told us in that interview. The second thing he said, you know what he said? He said, I've been basically, I'm paraphrasing, being blessed to be able to play with Tanger and Gino for so long. That's why he wants to be here. That's why I think I don't know if he should want to be here for that reason, but I understand why he wants to be here for that reason. I think if he finishes his career out with those two, I think that that is his main motivation right now. Just by hearing that little blurb, hearing that little clip. It could be the cups. Obviously, he wants to win another cup, but I think that that's secondary to playing with those two guys.
I agree with that, and I also think, unfounded or otherwise, he believes they can still win a championship.
Of course.
That's the way he's cut. I also think, and this is kind of out there, you have the Olympics coming up in a few years. I think that's huge because it gives him something that realistically he can attain and win a championship and satiate that feeling. I think that's legit. I think they believe internally that they just fix the power play, they can be a playoff team this year, and then you throw everything out and you see where it goes. So I ask the question, should he want to do this? If he's hunting a cup, he should want to go elsewhere. But people value different things. He's won three championships. He's achieved everything. He's won more championships than Lemieux. Like, he's never going to be Lemieux because even though he's a top four, maybe top five player of all time, Crosby, some will make the argument that Lemieux was the best ever. Mm-hmm. If he didn't have the cancer, didn't have the back stuff, could have been the best ever. So from a talent standpoint, never going to live up to it. Three championships is more than Lemieux. So you don't really need anything more. Someone else text in, ever hear that money isn't everything? Why would he want to leave? Look, people value different things. It's a rare thing what he's done.
Yes.
He is the 42nd highest paid player in hockey. 42nd. He was 12th in scoring last year. When the Athletic does their polls, who's the best two-way player in hockey? Every year, it's 87. So in some people's minds, he's the best.
Yes.
And he's the 42nd highest paid player in hockey. Yeah, you text in, ever hear that money isn't everything? Sure. But I think you need to point out what he's done because most guys won't. And I don't fault anybody for trying to get the most money they can get.
Mm-hmm.
You only got one body. You only got one life. You're doing the thing you're best at.
But is he getting paid his worth?
He's not getting paid his worth. And it's very Brady-esque. Brady did that. Brady, the ultimate winner. In this generation, Sidney Crosby, bar none, not close, the ultimate winner. And, hey, look, I don't think they're going to win a championship. I don't know they're going to win a playoff series in these next 3 years. He gives them a better chance to do that by taking less than the highest paid player in hockey, which is $13.2 million. If he walked into Kyle Dubas' office and said, the final 3 years, I went $13.2 million a year, I think Kyle Dubas would have given it to him. He didn't do that.
No.
That's awesome, and he deserves for this to be pointed out.
He cares about the franchise and for the reasons why he should not want to be here. There's so many reasons why. One, it's, you know, maybe not probably going to win another cup here. There's so much different. I mean, he came in with Mario, lived with Mario. Mario was the owner. He's not the owner anymore. Different ownership, different management, different all everything. Those are the reasons why I think that he should not want to be here. Just go somewhere where it's a new scenery and you do have an actual legitimate chance. But, you know, he's a guy that cares about this franchise. He cares about his teammates. He cares about playing with the guys that, you know, he did win cups with, that the guys that are left actually still playing hockey. And I really do believe that that is his main motivation. Sure. Right now is going out on the sword of, hey, 71 and 58.
He loves them.
Loves them. Yep. Yeah, and I get that. Like, I love that about, you know, because, hey, I already won cups. I won cups with these guys. Listen, we're 30, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40 years old. We're still playing. We're still playing in Pittsburgh. Let's just go out and you know, finish this thing up together.
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand where he's coming from in that aspect.
Yeah, and it's great for the fans. I mean, it just is. Like, hey.
Because he has to be realistic, too.
Right.
And he is. You know, I mean, it's not like he's going to, you know, fake himself out to think that, like, we have a legitimate chance to win another cup. Yeah, you want to tell yourself that because you're a competitor, but you also have to be realistic about the situation, too.
I think the goal is let's make the playoffs and then
we'll see.
And then we'll see. Yeah. And then we'll see. And as far as Penguins fans are concerned, like, I think we all need to look at it realistically. Let's hope that they make the playoffs. Let's root for them to make the playoffs. But if you are a hockey fan in this town, you have at least three more years where hopefully he's going to play 82 games. Just soak them all in.
Yep.
Soak them all in.
Mm-hmm.
The life comes at you fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Ferris Bueller.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever.
Of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.